This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Indian Health Service has agreed to pay $153 million to the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to clear up a 15-year backlog of underpayments for contract overhead. The settlement is for the years 1999 to 2014. Attorney Lloyd Miller says the settlement announced Friday is similar to those made with other Alaska tribal health organizations, with one big difference.
What distinguishes it is that it is the largest settlement in history ever achieved between a tribe or tribal organization in the United States.
In the past several months, IHS has agreed to settlements of $96 million with South Central Foundation, $39 million with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, and smaller but still significant settlements with Manilok Corporation, Ketchikan Indian Corporation, Arctic Slope Native Association, and Bristol Bay Health Corporation. ANTHC runs the inpatient or advanced care side of the Alaska Native Medical Center and provide statewide water and sanitation and health promotion services. Miller says IHS contracts with ANTHC are large, so the underpayment of overhead costs left the IHS with large liabilities.
Because the federal agency, the Indian Health Service, has not been paying the full contract amount that was due to operate the hospital. As a result, cuts have been made in some years. New service lines have not been opened as rapidly as they could have been. Revenues from Medicare and Medicaid have suffered because services have not been provided. And these are all of the elements that went into the settlement with the Indian Health Service.
Miller has been fighting for years to get the federal government to pay up what it owes. The settlements come after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of tribes in 2005 and reaffirmed that decision in 2012. The IHS has agreed to some $300 to $400 million in settlements with Alaska tribes and nearly $600 million nationally. However, numerous back claims in Alaska and across the nation remain to be settled. Miller says President Barack Obama has asked Congress for full contract support for tribal service agreements going forward. ANTHC President Andy Tuber could not be reached for comment on this story. Alaska Democratic Senator Mark Begich says he disagrees with a U.S. Supreme Court decision that some companies with religious objections can avoid paying for contraceptives as required in the Affordable Care Act. Republican Representative Don Young of Alaska praised the decision as a win for religious freedom. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska was unavailable for comment. A national Tea Party group that backed Republican Joe Miller's campaign 4 years ago has not decided whether to endorse anyone in this year's GOP Senate primary. Tea Party Express co-founder Sal Rousseau tells the Associated Press the philosophical contrast between current candidates is not as dramatic as it was in 2010. The Seary Foundation was recently awarded the Native Americans in Philanthropy's 2014 Tribal Philanthropy Award. In a prepared statement, the foundation said the award recognizes exceptional work by Native communities through philanthropy grounded in traditional values and traditions. The Seary Foundation was founded in 1982 by Cook Inlet Region Incorporated. Since then, the foundation has awarded some $24 million in college scholarships to Seary shareholders and $2.5 million in grants to organizations such as the National Museum of the American Indian, the Anchorage Museum's Denina Way of Living exhibit, and other Alaska projects. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.